proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast about Jewish Bible interpretation. We continue our study of God's servant as described in the 53rd and 52nd chapters of Isaiah. Today we will look at Isaiah 53, verse 10. The first part of that verse seemed to reflect harshly upon the benevolent nature of God's character. Isaiah wrote that, quote, "It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief." Does that mean that God actually took pleasure in the sufferings of his servant? Chafetz, the Hebrew verb rendered as pleased in this passage, could refer to taking delight in something or someone. In Genesis chapter 34, for example, the author of that book employed Chafetz to describe the Shechemite prince's reaction when he encountered Jacob's daughter, Dinah. However, that same verb, Chafetz, could also connote an individual's determination to have something come to pass because of its beneficial aftermath. Isaiah himself used Chafetz in that way. In the 55th chapter of his book, he quoted God as saying that his word, quote, "shall accomplish that which I please," Chafetz, unquote. Earlier in Isaiah 53, the prophet had declared that the travails endured by God's servant resulted from his suffering for the iniquities of others. By putting his servant to grief, God thereby allowed him to pay the penalty for those sins. Jesus Christ accomplished that on the cross of Calvary. He took upon himself the sins of the whole world. As Paul wrote in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, quote, "He hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." How would this act of God's servant prove to benefit him? Isaiah added these verses, quote, "When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand," unquote. Some commentators might contend that this passage could not impossibly apply to Jesus Christ, who had no physical seed or progeny. Yet zera, the term for seed, could also refer to those positively influenced by another. Solomon utilized zera in that way when, in the 11th chapter of Proverbs, he alluded to the seed of the righteous. That is to say, individuals who learned to practice righteousness from those who taught them to do so. Other commentators might claim that this passage in Isaiah cannot possibly describe Jesus Christ. They say that Jesus Christ did not actually prolong his days, but rather died at an early age. Yet the verb arach, translated as prolonged, did not necessarily indicate the possession of an extensive temporal duration. In Numbers chapter 9, for instance, Moses used that term to refer to the cloud that settled over the tabernacle, a cloud that could remain there for as little as a two-day period. Nonetheless, this verse in Isaiah chapter 53 suggested that God's servant would personally see the fruits of his labors. Jesus Christ, who, according to the 7th chapter of Hebrews, possesses the power of an endless life. Jesus Christ, being seated at the right hand of his heavenly Father, beholds from heaven the spiritual children that God gave him. He indeed serves as the author and finisher of their faith. Isaiah added that God's servant would enjoy a prosperous ministry, that is, he would experience success in accomplishing divine redemption. Jesus Christ manifested this when he exclaimed on the cross, "It is finished." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast about Jewish Bible interpretation.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.